The news from our southwest border is usually about increased security, more fences, more agents, more unmanned aerial vehicles. Yesterday, the federal government announced it plans to reopen a border crossing. It's between Texas and Mexico, and it was shut down after the terrorist attacks on 9/11. NPR's John Burnett reports that local residents are elated.
Before 9/11, tourists to Big Bend National Park could pay a dollar to ride a rowboat across the Rio Grande to the village of Boquillas del Carmen. There they could have a beer and a plate of tacos and maybe pick up a souvenir copper scorpion or a walking stick. Fearing terrorists sneaking up from Mexico, the U.S. government shut down this informal crossing and others like it up and down the border. On Thursday, Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Alan Burson stood in the national park and made a startling announcement.
There's a great expression in the Spanish Gael, futuro ya no es lo que era antes. The future is not what it used to be. And you never can go back, but you can go forward. This crossing, which will mean so much to the local communities, can be accomplished without, in any way at all, compromising the security of the American homeland.
At the mouth of the majestic Boquillas Canyon, the government is planning a small high-tech port of entry. U.S. passports will be scanned, and Mexican nationals will have their identities biometrically confirmed with the information verified by computers hundreds of miles away. The actual crossing will be via ferry boat, the second one on the southwest border. A Border Patrol official says the leaky rowboat from Boquillas will be replaced by an approved river-worthy watercraft operated by a park concessionaire. Construction on a combination park visitor center and passport control building will begin next summer, and they hope the first visitors can float across by April of 2012. Today, Boquillas del Carmen is nearly dead, depending as it did almost totally on the national park.
When we shut it down, they had no way to get food, work, gas. I mean, most of these towns are a good 5-6 hours from any other real village.
That's Cinta de Narvaez, a retired river guide and cross-border activist who lives in nearby Terlingua. After the Border Patrol closed the crossing, she says she had to travel 12 hours through Del Rio to get to the families she was helping in Boquillas.
April of 2012, I think that's fantastic. It's beautiful over there. There's incredible mountains, and the people there are friendly, and they have been shut off for quite some time.
A Border Patrol official says the Interior Department and the Department of Homeland Security have been quietly working for the past 2 years to make this happen. Last year, President Obama and Mexican President Felipe Calderon signed a joint statement pledging both countries' interest to protect wildlands on opposite sides of the river. It's an idea that's been around for more than 70 years. Rick Labello is education curator at the El Paso Zoo and a longtime advocate for a binational park.
So I think it's great news for the people of Mexico in that area, for Big Bend National Park, for ecotourism, and for the hopes of an international park someday.
Support for reopening the Boquillas crossing surely was aided by the fact that the Big Bend country is relatively quiet. Other stretches of the southwest border have much higher traffic in illegal drugs and immigrants. Nevertheless, the Border Patrol has been stationing additional agents inside the park, and the new border crossing itself will be bristling with federal agents. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.